Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 187, Flights of Wonder.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to memory 187 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Alright, sorry y'all. Last week ended up being completely derailed with work and I just didn't have the free time to work on releasing the next memory. Those early mornings where I usually get up and work on the intro for the memory last week, well, I ended up actually going into work. But I'm back and we're still getting another great memory from Disney's Animal Kingdom. As before, the cool morning at the end of January 2015 gave way to a warmer but still overcast day. We are at the end of a week-long trip to Walt Disney World with my extended family, and it's been a great time and the trip couldn't have been more amazing. We'll join the memory as the adventurous group of the family has completed a quick ride on Expedition Everest, Legends of the Forbidden Mountain, and have made our way back to Dinoland USA to find the rest of the family once again riding Triceratops Spin. We'll gather the group together and make our way back over the bridge into Asia and go catch the next showing of Flights of Wonder. We arrive just as the show is about to begin, so the theater is already pretty full, and there aren't a ton of spots left for a group of 11 to really find seats together. It ends up being a blessing in disguise because we end up in the front row of the bleachers in the back, and it gives the kids an unobstructed view of the stage and all the birds. After the show, we'll get back together and head off on to our next adventure. So this bird show feels like so much more than that. They parade out so many birds, things that you don't always get to see where you live. Even when the birds don't seem like they want to participate too much or, you know, get distracted by a fly, there's so much fun just watching them, and you just gotta admire their God-given beauty. Yet, just another reason Disney's Animal Kingdom is such an amazing park in my book. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and, of course, support our show on the newly redesigned www-memories.net website. That's right, the site has been updated and it's much more mobile friendly, so come back and check it out and tell me what you think. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. This helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast really is. Today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back. Relax.
You want to go back and do it again?
Close your eyes. And come with me as we race across Asia to watch a most amazing show featuring birds from all over the earth.
that down as fast as you can. First player to 150 is the winner. Please help all the children.
Get ready. Get set. And your thing.
Pixar. Just put it down.
That's the roller coaster that mommy and daddy and Aunt Mickey and Uncle Fernando, Uncle Jeremy just went on. It goes backwards in the dark.
Wait, I remember that one. It has the broken track.
Uh-huh.
And then you see that big hairy monster when you go back.
That would be the Yeti. It's full. How about, dude?
Stoner parking?
Hop out. I'm not sure if we're all going to sit together. Come on, Mikey. Let's go. You going to bring him? Let's go. It's a show.
I'll tell Jeremy.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we have your attention, please? As a courtesy to other guests,
okay,
we ask you to please
pick a spot. Sure.
During
sure.
The show.
Pick
Thank
a spot.
You.
Greetings, my friends. Namaste.
Okay.
You have
come over this way.
At a very special place. In times past, the Rajas of Anandapur brought exotic animals here, including magnificent birds from all around the world. The Maharashas are long gone, but the birds remain. Birds of many nations, many species. Journey with us into a world that until now we've only observed from a distance.
Susie, you're missing the birds.
A world that fills the sky above with grace, color, and life. Until now, you may have ignored this vanishing world, but the free people of Anandapur use this ancient gathering place to promote the conservation effort you see going on all around the village. This is no fairy tale, but a true story in which you play an important part. Enjoy these beautiful creatures as they soar into your heart on their flights of wonder.
Well, hello there. Woo, hi. How's everybody doing today? Good. Excellent. Well, welcome to Flights of Wonder. My name is Cassie, and I'm one of a team of researchers brought here to Anandapur to take care of and study all these birds found here in the aviary. And this is the best part about my job. It's a chance to share the birds with you and show off their awesome natural behaviors. Like this guy. His name is Miles, and Miles is a trumpeter hornbill. They're found in the forests of Africa. In the wild, they eat a lot of fruit, but the coolest thing about these birds is that they can catch insects right out of the air. I have a great one. Pretend it's an insect. Here's what it would look like if Miles were to spot it. Are you ready, Miles? Here we go. Yeah, just
did
like
you see
that.
That?
Thank you. I know it looks like a lot of fun. Is there somebody out there that might want to give it a try? How about that young man in the red striped shirt? Your hand went up super fast, huh? You want to try it? This will be really fun. I'm going to toss up the grape. You get to fly up and catch it. You know I'm teasing. No. What's your name? Victor. Oh, look out, guys. It's okay. It's nice to meet you, Victor. Go ahead, stand right there, and you take this grape. Here's what you're going to do, Victor. When I say go, you give it an underhand toss. Bring up as high as you can, okay? Are you ready? All right, go. Yeah! How about a big hand for Victor? High five. Wow, Victor, that was an awesome toss. Miles, what a great catch. You know, I should tell you guys, that is exactly why there are no more flying grapes left in the forests of Africa. Yeah, they don't stand a chance with birds like Miles around. Miles, you were fantastic, buddy. We'll see you later. There he goes. That's Miles. Our trumpeter hornbill. Thank you. Thank you. You folks will meet lots of beautiful birds like Miles. You'll meet some interesting birds, maybe a few strange birds that you may have never seen before.
Oh, boy. Follow the flag. Follow the flag. Remember? Hello. Following the flag.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, no thanks. I'm just trying to get my tour group together. This is so strange, people. Usually you follow me, but today I followed you, huh?
Sir?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. We just started a show here.
A show? Oh, is that why everybody's looking at me? Hello.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Who am I? I am the god of all things tourists. I am... Guano Joe!
Guano Joe?
That's me!
Guano Joe, the world famous traveler and explorer! You're that Guano Joe!
Yeah, I wanted to be G.I. Joe, but that was taken.
Wow! Guano Joe, I'm a huge fan of yours!
Oh.
My name's Cassie.
Well, nice to meet me, Cassie.
Nice to meet you, too. Well, Guano Joe, you know, since your group is already seated, I would love it if you would help me with the show.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of show is it? Like a magic show or something? Yeah. You're going to make this guy disappear?
No.
I think his wife was like that.
Guano Joe, this is better than a magic show. It's a bird show.
A bird show? Birds! Yeah, oh, no, wait. So, no, we can't stay for the bird show. Right. No, we're much too busy, right, everybody?
No.
We have all kinds of things we have to do. Look out!
See you.
Angry birds!
What a joke! Those are just some of our guinea hens.
Oh, you don't understand! I suffer from FOB!
Raven. No. Wait, Poe. That's one of Joe. No.
Don't anybody follow that flag. I can't be a tour guide without a flag. Nobody will follow a stick. Now the other tour guides will mock me.
Oh, Joe, come on. Listen, there's got to be something we would do. You
know, now he's back again.
Listen, Chuck. No. Please.
Oh, great. He steals my flag. He steals my stick. What? Does he work for the IRS?
Okay, you know what? Listen, let's take it as a sign you should stay.
Well, no, I don't care.
Oh, come on. Do you all want Guano Joe to stay?
All right, I'll do it for my tour group.
Excellent.
Hey, do you know what I wouldn't mind seeing?
What?
A birdie on a bicycle. Oh, you got one of them birds that rides a bicycle.
We focus on natural behaviors.
Yeah, like bike riding.
When was the last time you saw that in the wild?
Well, once. During a long night in the 70s. Oh, you were there.
Listen, we're going to do something better than that. I'm going to bring out a really talented parrot.
You are?
Yes, it'll be fun.
Oh, is there someplace I could hide?
Okay, listen, how about if you just go over there by the tree?
Will I be safe there?
Sure. Birds hate trees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, we have a fun parrot to share with everyone. Next, here he is. Hey, buddy. This guy's name is Pogo, and Pogo is a lesser sulfur-crested cockatoo. He might look familiar to some of you. There are people out there that keep parrots as pets in the home, but parrots can be challenging pets. One of the biggest challenges is a loud voice. You wouldn't believe how loud even a little parrot like this can scream. Let's see if he'll show that off. All right, Pogo, what do you say? How about your scream? Are you ready? How about your scream? Here we go. One more. Yeah, pretty annoying, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm sure you can see why that would be obnoxious in the home, but in the wild, it's beneficial. It alerts members of their flock to predators. Things like hawks and owls and eagles and snakes and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. What? Oh, there's a gnat chasing him. I think he's chasing the gnat. Okay, all right. Okay, anyway, as you guys all know, it's because of all the predators. That's why there's so many species going extinct in the wild. Right, Pogo? Oh, so distracted. Hey, Pogo. Okay, you know what? I'm going to try this too, just because we're getting a little bit wet up here. I'm going to move him up just a little bit. Hey, Pogo, I said it's because of all the predators. That's why there's so many species going extinct in the wild. You don't think so? Pogo? Hey, Pogo, see if you can stay with me. If you don't think it's the predators, then tell me who you think it is. Are you trying to say it's me? Not me. Are you talking about humans? You are talking about humans. Okay. Well, it makes more sense. It's probably some of the problems that... What is that? Okay. Pogo. Hey, calm down. Sorry about that. Some of the problems humans have caused, things like pollution, habitat loss, the gnat is back. Okay. All right. Pogo, can you pay attention, please? Okay. Thank you. Habitat loss, misuse... That's enough. Misuse of chemicals. What is going on up here? Oh, no. Come on up here. Can you please pay attention? Can you? You can? Okay. Anyway, these are all really big problems. All that are completely out of control like this bird. I am so sorry. Pogo, look. Will you? Look. Will you listen to me? All right. We're getting somewhere. All right, Pogo. We all know those are big problems I was telling everybody about, but people have realized them and started doing something about it. So tell everybody what you think about that. Good news. Now, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. This parrot is very smart, but he doesn't understand what I'm saying. He's watching and listening for cues. If I wanted to shake his head yes, I'd just cross my hands. Like that. If I want him to shake his head no, I point in his direction. As soon as you're done with that, shoot it first. There you go. And then if I throw the right arm out like this, to the side, right arm out to the side, that's when we get back. And I don't know exactly what that is. He likes doing it, so that's good. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to end with some verbal cues. Okay, ready? Pogo, here we go. Verbal cues, here we go. Ready? On the gnat's back. Oh, we almost got through it. Okay, let's try. Ready? Look. Maybe. I know. Very distracting. We're going to try it, though. Okay, okay. Look. Look. Listen. Say goodbye. There you go. That's Pogo.
Well, I tell you what, I think after seeing that, everybody's going to want to go out and get a bird just like that one.
Huh? Well, parents on stage are a lot of fun, but again, challenging pets to have in the home.
Ooh, how come?
Oh, we heard his scream. They're screaming back there. Well, they can also bite hard and chew on your furniture, but they live a long time, too. Pogo is 46 years old.
Wow.
That's true.
Well, I had no idea a bird could be so smart.
Well, parrots are really smart. Uh-huh. How would you like to be another smart parrot?
Oh, are you going to bring one out?
Uh-huh.
Can I go back to my safe tree?
Of course.
Okay, good. Here I go.
All right. We'll introduce everybody else to Foster. Now, Foster is a galah. They also call these beautiful birds rose-breasted cockatoos. To show you how smart he is, I need another volunteer. This time, an adult volunteer with a dollar bill that wants to help out. Who's got some money? How about you, ma'am, right here in the sweatshirt? You have a dollar? Perfect. You can stand up right where you are. You don't even have to move. And if you would take that dollar, oh, and perfect, keep it folded just like you have it. Yeah, straight out to your side. Excellent. Foster, there's some money out there. Show us what you do with all that money. You got it. Oh, you almost got it. There you go. You got it now. And show them where it goes. Yeah. Right in the pocket. That was excellent. Thank you so much. Who wants to try with a 20?
Okay. Wait a minute. No.
Come on. Stand up again. Arm nice and straight this time. And palm up. He'll put it right in your hand, and then you'll wrap your fingers around it so it doesn't blow away. All right, Foster. She wants that dollar back right in that hand. And you got it. How about it? For a volunteer. Foster, isn't that fun?
Wow. Yeah. That's something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody getting money back at a theme park. Huh? Oh, boy. You know what? It's proven what I've always said. All birds are smart.
Oh, well, not all birds are that smart.
No?
No, and I can demonstrate that with our next bird, as a matter of fact. And you folks have probably heard this saying. It goes like this. Wise old what?
Oh. Chicken.
Wise old?
Chicken. Isn't it chicken?
No.
I thought it was chicken.
No.
What? No. I looked it up on the internet. It can't be wrong.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, anyway, owls are not as smart as some of the other birds out there, like the parrots and the crows and the ravens, but they don't need to be. They have amazing tools for survival. They have eyesight and hearing better than most any other creature out there.
Oh,
and hello? You okay?
Well, we're not sure yet. The results aren't back.
Anyway, Guadalajara, we're about to meet a beautiful owl out here.
So we are?
Yeah, you might want to.
Ooh, okay. Okay, back to safe for
you. Okay. Like I said, amazing eyesight and excellent hearing. What we'll demonstrate next is that they can fly almost silently. And you folks right through here and right over here, if you have cameras, you definitely want to get them out because you're about to get a nice close look at this beautiful owl. He's joining us from this window right over here. His name is JJ, and he's a great horned owl. Focus your attention on this window. He's going to make a nice long flight all the way out there to Jen. Now, great horned owls, they're one of the most abundant owls in all of North America. And you folks in the aisle, listen for that silent flight. You probably won't hear a thing. Get ready, guys. Here it comes. Yeah, there you go. Pretty amazing, right? Absolutely, you bet, you bet. And you can also see another great adaptation with the owls. That's their amazing camouflage coloring. All those things together make them incredible nighttime hunters. Oh, JJ, you were fantastic. We'll see you later. That's JJ.
Wow. That was something seeing that owl fly up like that. But I'm glad I was by my safe tree with my fob. I don't want to be anywhere near any birds.
Actually, you know what, Guanajo? I was just thinking, our next bird might actually help you out a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, he's really, really sweet. As a matter of fact, he's so sweet, we call him Baby. I'm going to get some treats for him. I think you'll really
He's a baby bird.
I'm going to call him Baby.
Oh, well, you know what? Since he's a baby bird, I think I can handle that. Yeah, come on. It's just a baby. Okay, why don't you have the baby bird come out here and land on my hand and I can talk to the baby bird. I like the little baby bird. He's just a little baby. Come on, please, please, come on.
Okay. You'll call him then, so he knows to come to you.
Okay.
And he's going to come from that window right up there.
Yeah. Okay.
So you just call out baby.
Okay.
All
right. Get your cameras ready. This is where dreams come true. Hey, baby. Oh, he's a baby bird. That's right.
Hey, baby.
There he is.
What's up, baby? Huey.
Guess I'm taking over. Yeah, I tried to tell you he's not a baby. His name is Baby, and he is a king vulture. They're found in South America. This is absolutely a full-grown adult. Young king vultures are all dark for their first 5 or 6 years, and then they get all their beautiful colors. I think they really might be the most beautiful vultures in the world.
I'm alive.
Steve, say you're alive. I didn't think you'd be that scared of them. You know what vultures eat.
Yeah, tour guides.
No, they eat carrion. You know what that is?
The stuff you put in the overhead compartment on a plane?
Like you said, you're alive. It's the rotting carcasses of the animals that have died in the wild.
Oh, they don't let you bring that on a plane.
No. But see, if an animal dies, a vulture cleans up that mess and stops the spread of disease. So we like to call them nature's recyclers.
Oh, that reminds me. I got some recycling to do when I get back to the tent.
You recycle, Joe?
Well, sure, doesn't everybody?
I should hope so. If we all did just a bit more recycling, this earth would be a much cleaner place for sure. Baby, you are so beautiful, and you did a wonderful job out here, and you're actually going to head off that way. Oh, those are my shoes. You're so silly. Okay, come on over this way, buddy. This is the way you go. Every day. Several times a day. You look a little bit lost. Come here, buddy. There you go. All the way over here. And then right back through that doorway. There he goes. That's Baby, the king vulture.
Wow. All right, everybody. We learned something today. If you're outside and you see a vulture overhead, look alive.
Oh, so.
You fooled me, though. When you said it was baby, I thought it was a baby bird. I was you have something smaller?
Yeah. Our next bird is smaller.
Okay,
we have a beautiful hawk joining us.
A hawk? Hold it. I'm sorry. These people are not ready to see a hawk. No, we can't bring that out.
Come on. No, you all want to see a hawk?
Let's meet him.
His name's Orion, and he's a Harris hawk. He's joining us from right over there and flying out to Jen.
Whoa.
Now, Harris hawks like Orion are found in the desert southwest part of the United States, and they're unique. They're one of few hawks in the world that hunt in family groups, so they'll team up together to catch larger prey than they could on their own. And that's a great survival strategy for the harsh desert environment where you find them. And actually, they need that extra edge for survival. You see, about 75% of all birds of prey hatched in the wild won't make it through their first year of life.
75%? Why is that?
Some of it is due to natural causes, but unfortunately, hawks are still being shot in the wild.
Oh, I thought it was illegal to shoot birds of prey.
It is illegal, and it's a good thing. Hawks are beneficial, like owls. They help control those rodent populations. So we love having them around. Orion, you were on fire today, buddy. You did a wonderful job. You know your way home, right? We'll see you later. That's Orion, our Harris hawk. Thank you.
Hey, what was that you said about the rodent population?
Oh, they help control a lot of mice and rats out there, about 1,000 in a year.
1,000?
Yeah.
Mice.
Yeah.
You know what? That explains it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a rat or a mouse or a gopher here in Anandapur in months.
It's true. You know, they're beautiful and beneficial birds. And how about we meet another beautiful beneficial bird?
Okay, which one?
This is one of the most beautiful in all of Africa. This one's called a crown crane. And he's going to be joining us from that pathway right over there with Trey. You folks will see him in just a moment. He's going to hop right up on that stump. Now, crown cranes get their name from the crown of feathers on the top of their heads. And check out his amazing six-foot Yeah, this guy's name is Fraser.
Fraser?
Yep, Fraser Crane.
Fraser Crane.
And these crown cranes are beneficial, too. In Africa, they eat seeds and grains, and they also eat insects, which is important because insects can destroy crops and also spread disease. Hey, Gordo Joe, how would you like to feed Fraser?
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't think we'd be a good
idea. Come on, what do you all say? Should Joe feed Fraser? Yeah!
All right. Well, what do I have to do?
Put your hands out in the bowl.
Like this?
Perfect. Just like that.
Are feeding the birds. Oh, I'd love to see a guy like this out in the wilds of Africa. That would really be something.
That would be incredible, but they're disappearing out there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of it's natural causes again, but they're also dealing with things like pollution, poisoning, believe it or not, even poaching.
I can't imagine a world without beautiful creatures like these.
I agree, Joe. That's why it's up to all of us to help protect them.
And protect them we will, right, folks? Huh? Hear that, Fraser? You got lots of friends. Boy, you know, it sounds like it's tough on the birds out in the wild.
Oh, it's not all bad, Joe. There's bright spots on the conservation horizon, too.
Oh, really? Can you share a bright spot?
I have a great one. It's the story of the national symbol of the United States of America. The bald eagle, ladies and gentlemen. This is hope. And hope is a living symbol of one of the greatest conservation success stories of our time. See, it wasn't long ago that bald eagles were in such great danger of extinction that many feared our future generations would never see them again in the wild. But at that point, people took notice and took action. They cleaned up waterways where eagles fished, and they stopped using a chemical pesticide called DDT, which was the main reason for their decline.
So people made a difference to hope and all the other eagles just by cleaning up the environment.
Exactly, Joe. And thanks to everyone's efforts, numbers of bald eagles grow so high that the bald eagle has been completely taken off the endangered species list.
Yay! Good for them. Good for us.
Ben, it's an amazing conservation success story and a wonderful example of the power that we all have to come together and help save wildlife simply by cleaning up our own environment.
Oh, I'm so glad I stayed. You know, I may have lost my flag, but I found hope.
Joe, you have really made a connection with the birds today.
Yeah, you know, I think the world is our greatest gift, and it's up to all of us to preserve it.
That's very well said, and you're right. You know, we as humans, we're the only ones that can, right? And we can do simple things like conserve, recycle, support conservation programs.
Ooh, like the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Exactly, Joe. All those things can help save this planet for all the beautiful creatures that live here. We can save it for green-winged macaws and blue and gold macaws, beautiful hyacinth macaws like the one with Candace, spectacled owls like the one with Carly, animals all over the world. But the best part, we get to save this planet for our future generations to enjoy. I once heard it said that we haven't inherited this earth from our parents. We're simply borrowing it from our children.
Ah, yes. And remember, everyone, the heart and spirit of all living things share a common connection. So from all of us here in Anandapur, especially our feathered friends, may your hearts take flight and your spirits soar forever. Namaste.
Namaste. Down to the edge. You can take photos or ask questions. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Friends, we wish you well on the rest of your journey here in Disney's Animal Kingdom. Celebrate your adventures and follow your dreams. Namaste. We hope you enjoyed this performance. As you exit the theater, we ask you to go all the way to the end of your row and exit down the stairs. For your safety, we ask that you do not walk on the bleachers to exit.
220.
Again, please go all the way to the end of your row
210.
And use the stairs to exit.
So I'd say we start heading towards Lion King, which is in Africa.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your adventure.
It's next to the safari.
Disney's Animal Kingdom.
We have 10 minutes to get there?
No. We have about 10 minutes before we're allowed to get in there. We can probably, we can, that's right.
Well, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for ourselves.
Goodbye.
Can you say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.